Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Now, tonight, because we like you, remember that Mickey Mouse Club thing? Why? Because we like you. Well, it's exactly why we're doing this. Tonight, we're going to save you some money. And there's this opportunity to earn some money with very little risk. So you need a pen and you need a piece of paper. Now, if you're listening to me on the radio, as hundreds of thousands of you are, the same thing applies, because the information that we're going to provide to you in our Smart Life segment is concrete information. So it's going to improve your life immediately. You know, when I started the No Spin News, it's a subscription service. Now we have distribution everywhere. But the core members on BillO'Reilly.com pay a fee to be a premium or concierge member. We keep it down. I've not raised it during inflation or anything like that. We give you a free book when you sign up. We do all that. But I will tell you this right off the top tonight. That fee that you pay, all right, we're going to make you money 100 times that if you follow our direction here. Because now I'm devoting a lot of resources to the economic area because of inflation and the terrible Biden administration. So a word to the wise, right? Isn't that cliche? A word to the wise is sufficient. All right. One of the most annoying phrases in any language is, I told you so, right? You know, I say that to the urchins, and we all have, all parents have, you know, I told you not to do that because now, you know, Larry ran over your foot or something. And, you know, you have to learn the hard way. People have to learn the hard way. I have. I learned a lot of lessons the hard way. But, you know, I told you so. You want to keep that to a minimum. However, my talking points memo about Joe Biden features a big I told you so, and that is the subject of this evening's memo. So, way back on September 2nd, 2020, I, your humble correspondent, said this.
If Biden's elected, Biden will be in there. He'll be waving to you, smiling with the capped teeth like this. But he's going to sign anything that the Senate and House send him. You want to confiscate private property by a wealth gasp? Joe's going to sign it. Okay? You want to ban guns? Joe will sign it. And then they'll let the Supreme Court sort it out. So that's why this is the most important election in my lifetime. Because the country's on the line. It's not about men, two men. All right? It's not about that. The country is on the line.
Same jacket, huh? I didn't even know that. I just told the producers to pull the clip. So I knew that Joe Biden was not up to running the country. I did not know he would be this bad. I didn't know he would be in James Buchanan, Herbert Hoover territory, but he is. And now it's beyond hurting the country. It's now hurting us directly by his incompetence. So when you boil it all down, that's the word. He is incompetent. He cannot do the job. Now, my analysis didn't mean that much in the sense that Biden won the election. And he won the election because millions of Americans voted against Trump, not for Biden. And they voted against Trump because they didn't like him. Wasn't about his economic policies, which worked. Wasn't about his foreign policy, which was pretty astute. Wasn't about any of that. They didn't like him. That is called an emotional vote. And when you do anything emotionally, make any decision on emotion, it'll come back to bite you. And this has. So now, do I say to all the 80 million people that voted for Biden, I told you so? Yeah, I do. Particularly my friends. There are plenty of them voted for Biden. And I go, hey, they still won't give an inch on Trump. They think he's the devil. Nothing I can do there. I'm a fact-based guy. I throw the facts out. 1.4% inflation, now you got 9.6. They hate Trump so much they're willing to swallow that. They have to swallow it. It's reality. So I tell everybody, I want to repeat it, you got to tough this out. I was on Hannity Radio today, and Sean was going on and on lamenting about, you know, the bad state of the country. I said, it's going to end soon. Midterm election is going to end the progressive movement and all the madness for a temporary time anyway, maybe permanently, if Republicans can govern responsibly. That's a big if. But the cycle is going to swing up as progressive Democrats lose. Now, they're not going to lose in every state, but they're going to lose in most states, in my opinion. And I got this on tape, so if I'm wrong, I'll play it and say I was wrong. But I just can't imagine that the majority of Americans come November are going to vote on a motion again when you're getting hurt. I mean, you like this pain? You want more of it? Well, continue to vote for liberal Democrats and you'll have more of it. It'll be never ending.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
So we got to just tough it out and don't panic. You know, if you panic, you're not going to recover. Country will recover. That's what I told Hannity. It's going to recover. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it will recover. That's a memo. Okay. Joe Biden went to Rhode Island today, one of my favorite states, by the way. Rhode Island's a great place. And he went to the Braden Point power station. Braden Point Power Station, because it was one of the most polluting power stations ever, and they turned it into a wind manufacturing facility. Okay, good. Good. I don't care what, if you got wind that works, fine. But in Texas right now, it's more than 100 degrees and wind is not cutting it because there's not enough wind. Maybe there'll be enough wind in January, but it doesn't help them in Texas when it's 110. So this alternative fuel, I want it developed. Absolutely do. I want to have to deal with the sheikhs and OPEC and Russia and all of this on the oil front. Much rather have, but it's not there. I'm hoping it'll come. Okay, so Biden's out there, and he's going to sign two executive orders. This is basically the setup to those executive orders. Let me tell you what they are. I mean, it's nothing. New initiatives to bolster domestic offshore wind industry. Okay. All right, fine. it's going to cost untold billions, but R&D is important. And then efforts to help communities cope with high temperatures. So I guess maybe everybody will get a free air conditioner from the Biden administration. I don't know. But it's largely symbolic. This doesn't really mean anything. Okay. Climate change polling. This is CBS News. Democrat 33, Republican 28, 2,062 adults. Question right now, how much of a priority should each of the issues for the country to address? Climate change, high priority, 39%. Yeah, it's up there, but not nearly with the economy, inflation, violent crime, the border. Climate change is down the list. Interesting. Another poll, this is YouGov, The Economist. Democrat 35, Republican 26. So it's a biased poll. Question, if you had to pick which is more important, protecting the environment or stimulating the economy, protecting the environment 50, stimulating the economy 50. But if it were a fair poll, not skewed to the Democrats, the economy would win. Right now, in this skewed liberal poll, it's a tie. So I'm just telling you this because Americans, yeah, we're all concerned about the climate. It should be. And we don't know how that's going to play out, but it's not good now. Not good. Europe, Heathrow, that's the big airport outside of London. 104 yesterday. I'm mocking my friends in England because only 5% of homes in the UK have air conditioning. They're going to the movies because the movie theaters are air conditioned, but 5% in the United Kingdom. They don't need it over there because it's not hot much, but 104? Whoa. And then all throughout Europe, Portugal, 116 degrees. Oh, man. And they don't have air conditioning in Portugal. I have more than England, but most of the people in Portugal are poor. I have it. Madrid, Spain, 108. On and on and on and on. It's hot. It's hot here in the Northeast where I am. Okay, it's blew in today. Going to be heat index, they call it. It's going to be more than 100. It's hot. Gets hot in the summer, as Dennis Miller said. You know, it's summer. Gets hot. Now, the climate is changing. All the stats say that. There's no doubt. When I went up to Alaska, I told you this before, Glacier Bay. I talked to the scientists up at Glacier Bay. Beautiful place, by the way. Oh, gorgeous. And they said, you know, we lost about 40% of the glacier. Gone. Climate change is real. Is it because of a natural cycle on the planet or all the gunk in the air? Biden administration obviously thinks it's gunk in the air, but India and China are responsible for most of the gunk. They're not going to cooperate. So, you know, it's a conundrum. I told Hannity today on the radio, and that's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you listen. Look, nuclear power is the answer to this, particularly in India, China, and those places. I mean, because they're never going to get away from coal and fossil fuels. They're never going to do it unless they have a replacement. You realize 78% of French power comes from nukes? And Macron is going to build six more nuclear power? Why don't we have that here? Because they're afraid of Three Mile Island. But the technology security is so much more, so much better now. You got to take the chance. But see, the left doesn't really want to solve this problem. They think they do, but they're using it to impose a totalitarian system, which is really what it's all about. You know that. Everybody knows that. Okay. The White House continues to be in disarray. Monday, Tuesday of this week, Biden didn't do anything. High-level meetings. How do we save the situation? That's what they were discussing. And then he goes to Rhode Island to try to deflect away from the terrible economy with the wind power. What's interesting is the White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, she doesn't know very much. Roll the tape.
But as far as the what's on the in the climate side, I just don't have more information to share. Like I said, it's not on the table for this week. We're still considering it. I don't have the upside or the downsides of it. I just don't have specifics on the pros and the cons, but it is still on the table. I just don't want to get ahead of the president. Again, he's going to make some announcement. I just don't have one to announce. There might be in the next couple of hours. I just don't have anything to share. I appreciate the question. This is not something that I can speak about from here. This is a question that has to go to the any information or details has to go to the U.S. Secret Service. I just can't speak from that from here because it is a active investigation. I understand the question and I hear the question, but we just can't. I can't respond to it from here, from the podium. I would have to check in with the team to see if the president's been briefed about this particular issue.
What's the point? She doesn't know anything. Now, is that by design? Yeah, it's by design. Don't tell her anything. Just go out and say you don't know. I don't know. It's just... Now, maybe one of them would say, well, why don't you know? It's your job to know, right? These are important questions. And we're asking you, I don't know. I can't say. It's on the table. We're considering it. This is what happens when you have an incompetent person in your life. If you've worked for an incompetent boss, or if you've had an incompetent teacher, you're asking a question. All right, First Lady Jill Biden, who is the most powerful person on the domestic side of the White House, she's unpopular now. So new CNN poll, 1,459 respondents, 32 Democrat, 29 Republican. Okay. Here's a question. We'd like your overall opinion of some people. First, Jill Biden, favorable 34%. Wow. 34%. That's not good. That's down there with her husband. They don't like Jill. Why would you not like Jill? Well, the remark that she made in Texas on July 11th, that hurt her. Roll it.
Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength. And yet, it's when you speak with one voice, unidos, that you find your power.
It's unidos, not unidos, unidos, united. So that, she's speaking of La Raza, which has changed its name because La Raza is pretty radical, the Unidos U.S. And I didn't mind the taco. I know one of our producers, Victor Garcia, wrote a very, very good column on it. To me, I knew she wasn't trying to disparage, but it didn't come out well. But the main reason that Americans are declining in their opinion of Joe Biden is because most people know that she's whispering in her husband's ear. And the whispers are hurting us. All right, Liz Cheney, she's done, as I told you, 6 months ago? Finished. So Wyoming, very interesting state. Only 282,000 registered voters. Wyoming is the least populated state in the union. All right, Liz Cheney lives south of Jackson in a very nice community. I've been in there, not in her house, but in the community. Very nice. There are, out of the 100,000 registered voters, about 201 are Republicans. So a Democrat's never going to win there. It's kind of like New York and the opposite. And the latest poll comes out of the Casper Star Tribune newspaper. It has Liz Cheney support 30% in the Republican primary, Harriet Hagman support 52%. The primary is to be held on August 16th, and it's over. She's never going to overcome that. It's impossible. Now, the reason that Liz Cheney is going to lose her seat is because she hates Trump. That is apparent. And Republicans, most of them don't hate Trump. Some of them don't like him, but they don't hate him like Liz Cheney hates him. And Liz Cheney has helped Nancy Pelosi out a lot, and Nancy Pelosi is just the devil as far as Republicans are concerned. And I don't feel sorry for Liz Cheney. I don't think she did the right thing in her hatred of Donald Trump. And she'll land on her feet. CNN will hire her. You wait and see as a commentator. Okay, so let's get to Ocasio-Cortez and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Minnesota. So there are a bunch of left-wing progressive congresspeople demonstrate in front of the Supreme Court building. They are arrested for crowding, obstructing, or incommoding. Wow, incommoding. I don't even know what that is. And they're arrested. So throw the pics up of Ocasio-Cortez. So she doesn't have handcuffs on, all right? But she's got her hands in the back like she does have her handcuffs on. But she doesn't. No handcuffs. She could have her hands at her sides or she could rub them in front of her, but she's masquerading that she's got handcuffs, that she's cuffed, and she's not. And Omar did the same thing. They wanted people to think that they were cuffed as Omar. Again, there's a hands behind the back, but there's no cuffs. So I thought that was pretty amusing. Propaganda, you know, these two are experts at it. And there it is. So George Soros is stepping it up. Boy, is this guy, oof. I'm trying to think of an individual outside of President Biden, and Biden has done it unwillingly. I know a lot of you feel that this is a big conspiracy. He's trying to tank the country. I know that. But in my estimation, Biden is so incompetent, he doesn't know what he's doing. But he's hurt the country dramatically, Joe Biden has. But George Soros knows what he's doing. And he, I guess, is second most harmful individual to the United States of America is George Soros. So he pumps $1 million into Beto O'Rourke's campaign to unseat Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. So Beto gets $1 million from Soros PACs, political action committees. In fact, half of Beto's $27.6 million fundraising comes from out of state. Okay? And I don't know. I lived in Texas for 2 years. Texas is not big on that. They're not big on that. So Beto, I don't think he's going to win. He's behind by 6 points now in the latest poll there. But you should know that Soros is very active in that race. And let's go to Georgia, Stacey Abrams. Let's see, Stacey. Now, she has raised $50 million to become governor of Georgia. Only 14% of that is from Georgia donors. A colossal 86% of Stacey Abrams' money is out-of-state money. Now, I don't know if Soros is involved there. I don't know. We haven't found out yet. I mean, it's a good chance he is, but we got to be honest about it. Californians have donated $10 million to Stacey Abrams. Washington, D.C. people, 6.4. New York, 3.6. This is million, of course. Delaware, 2.5. So again, in Georgia, you know, these are candidates running for governor, but they're not raising money inside the state. Is that what you want? Not what I would want. Feds are getting more money from We the People than ever before in the history of this nation. It's not even close. So in the first 9 months of the fiscal year in the federal government, which ends in October, $3,835,390,000,000 has gone to Washington. That's up 15% from 2021, same period of time, which was a record. And Biden wants more. The progressives want more. Now, this should be way more to run this country than anybody would ever need. And when you combine inflation, which is essentially a tax on your wages, you're paying almost 10% more. So you've taken a 10% pay cut, but your tax rate isn't going to be cut. So you can see how American workers getting killed. And that's why Biden was not going to run again, will lose the midterms, and the progressive movement is shot, in my humble opinion. Okay. Now, this is very important. I'm going to read this very slowly. So this caught my eye, and I put it in the Smart Life segment. This is our new segment, Smart Life. There is a Treasury bond called Series I Savings Bond. Series I Savings Bond. 1 year term. Which means you tie your money up for 1 year. Interest rate, 9.62%. Hey, but you can only put in 10 grand. Okay? So you go to their website, to the Treasury Department's website, treasurydirect.gov, treasurydirect.gov. If you, and you don't have to put in 10,000, you can put in whatever you want. But you get 9.6 and a favorable tax rate because you don't pay state tax on that. Now, when I saw that, I went, well, the only drawback to large investors is you got a $10,000 cap. But if you have that kind of money in a savings account in a bank getting 1%, and you can leave it there for a year, you're going to get 9.62%. That's pretty good. And I don't think you'll hear on any other broadcast that information. We have more. So we discovered a website called moneysavingmom.com. Moneysavingmom, one word, .com. Okay? So it's a website run by a woman named Crystal Payne. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She lives in Franklin, Tennessee. Nice area, all right? She is a homeschool graduate, sister to six, daughter of wise, financially savvy parents, she says, mother of four, and a foster mom. Okay, so this woman, Crystal Payne, is doing a lot. But she has this website, and we asked her to come in. She joins us now from Franklin, Tennessee. And we're very pleased that you're with us. We know that you give a lot of money to faith-based situations, and we applaud that as well as your resume. So I asked Crystal to give us give the No Spin News listeners and viewers five tips that even I can understand, which brings the bar down, that will save you immediate money. So Crystal, have you come up with the five?
I have a lot more than five, but I'm going to try.
We'll have you back, but give me five now that people can write down, and then we'll have you back and we'll do this on a fairly regular basis. All right, fair enough?
Yes, absolutely. So first off, price compare. There are lots of different apps that you can use, like the Flip app, that you can price compare different like groceries in your area or different prices in your area to see where you can get the best price, or like the Gas Buddy app that you can use. But if you're like, I don't even want to use apps, a simple way to price compare is just to, you know, make a phone call. So this is something that we're in the process of getting fencing put in our backyard. And so we just called and we asked for three different people to come out and give us quotes so that we could get the best deal. Or making a phone call in the sense of, you know, asking, is your internet, are you getting the best deal on your internet that you can get, or the best deal on your utilities that you can get? It never hurts to just make a phone call once a year or every 6 months and say, hey, this is what I'm paying right now. Is this the best deal that you can give me right now?
Okay. Insurance, that it works there because you can compare the rates for the same kind of thing that you have. But you mentioned a Flip app. Is that FLIP? Is that what it is?
Yes. So it shows different flyers, so sales flyers for different places in your area. So like, you know, if you have three different grocery stores, it will show you the different flyers for those stores. And so you can see what's the best deal on eggs this week, what's the best deal on flour this week, what's the best deal on whatever it is that you're going to buy that week. And so that you can make sure that you are shopping at the store that's going to give you the best deal.
Okay.
Another way to price compare is if you shop on Amazon, you can actually go to camelcamelcamel.com. Yes, three camels. And you can put in the price of any item that you typically would buy and what you would pay, and then it will track the prices for you so that you can see when the price goes under that amount so that you can always get the best deal on Amazon.
All right, so camelcamelcamel.com, right? And then something will pop up on your computer or your iPhone, and then you'll put in, I need to buy this item, and you have to put in a price. You yourself have to put in a price. All right, so you price the item, whatever it may be, and then the camel thing will pop your phone if the price goes down. Is that what it is?
Yes, they'll send you an email. So we actually have price alerts for lots of different things that we buy. So then I know when it goes, like, let's say toilet paper.
So you put in 20 things that you have to buy, that you know you have to buy, and CamelCamelCamel.com will send you an email when the price goes below what the retail price you know of it is. That, do I have it?
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
Okay. Camel, camel, camel. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, shop loss leaders. So a lot of people don't know, this is especially great at the grocery store, which grocery prices are all going up and you're hearing it everywhere. You know, you're gonna have to raise your grocery budget, but shop the loss leaders. So this is the front of the flyer at your local store. They usually have their best deals there, and they call them loss leaders, which means that they're basically taking a loss to get you into the store, but they're hoping that you're gonna fill up your cart with a whole bunch of other things. And so look for what is on the front of the flyer at your local grocery store and shop those things. I try to plan our menu and what we're eating around those things. If you want to take it even a little bit further, you can also look for markdowns. A lot of grocery stores like Target and Kroger affiliate stores, they have where they'll have like stickers on meats and produce, and you can get a great deal. And so a lot of times that is what we plan our menu around, is the loss leaders and the markdowns, and then also what we have on hand. And that's the way we save a lot at the grocery store.
Okay. What about gasoline?
So I was talking about price comparing. Well, there is an app called Gas Buddy that you can actually then see the best deals on gas prices in your area. So you can see which gas station has the best price. I've heard from a lot of people that Sam's Club is one of the best places right now, and that it's actually worth buying a membership to Sam's Club or Costco to get their gas prices. But you might just check around, check the Gas Buddy app. And another deal that you can also look into is there's an app called Upside, and you can actually earn cash back for every gallon of gas that you purchase at certain gas.
Upside, right? The app Upside. All right, so all of this you deal with on moneysavingmom.com. If somebody doesn't quite get everything, they can go to your website, Crystal, moneysavingmom.com, and you got it all there, and they can walk through it there. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we will have you back. Continue compiling little things for us, and then we'll put you in the Smart Life segment. And we really appreciate it. Thanks for helping out all Americans. It's a very nice thing you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure. Okay. This day in history, July 20th, 1969, astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin became the first human beings to land on the moon. And that was 53 years ago today. We all know about it. I mean, there are loons that think this was a big conspiracy and never happened, but sane people know it did. There was another astronaut involved, Michael Collins. He did not go on the moon. He stayed in the craft. And the Apollo 11 mission cost back then in 1969, $355 million. What do you think that's worth today, $355 million? $2.7 billion. That's how much it costs us to go to the moon. Now, that's why they didn't do any other moon landings, because it was so much money. But out of it, they got water purification for the USA. They got breathing masks that are used by firefighters and all kinds of military operations. They got some technology out of it. But we haven't done another planetary thing since then. Now, what happened to the guys? I asked my staff to track it. So Neil Armstrong, he said never again. It's very rigorous to go up. All right. He died on August 25th, 2012, age of 82. He was appointed by President Reagan to develop a plan for American civilian spaceflight. That's Elon Musk and the boys now. Buzz Aldrin became the commandant of the U.S. Air Force Test Pilot School. He's 92 years old. Mr. Aldrin's still alive. Michael Collins died April 20th, 2021, at age 90, he became the director of the National Air and Space Museum in D.C. All right, we have a final thought of the day. There is a mistake in one of my books, and it's very annoying, and I'm going to tell you about it, and then we got a good mail segment right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Brian on the message board. Since it's almost a sure bet Michelle Obama is going to run for president, I don't see anyone that can beat her. She's just too popular. Well, number one, it's not a sure bet. Okay, I mean, a lot of people, including me, think she might. But it's not a lock. And to win, you know, she's going to be roundly attacked. Anthony, I would like to know where the 2 million illegal aliens are right now, who's feeding them, how they are housed. They have sponsors. They give the sponsors to Homeland Security. The federal government then pays for planes and trains and buses for the undocumented to get to the sponsors. Many of them don't even go there. But that's the way the system is designed. It doesn't work. We all know that. Emma Erskine, Sierra Vista, Arizona. Agree, Mr. Biden will be forced to resign. Wonder if you have any idea who Kamala Harris will choose as her VP. None. No idea. Jeffrey Brown, Bonita Springs, Florida. Please outline why Kamala Harris would do a better job than Biden. I never said you do a better job than Biden. I'm saying that Joe Biden is such a disaster for the Democratic Party, they got to do something. So I'm saying she'd do a better job. I don't think she knows what she's doing either. Janice Bothwell, El Dorado Hills, California. George Soros become dangerous to the country. I agree with that. I understand there's a Stop Soros law in place in Hungary because he was doing the same things there, buying off politicians. It's possible to put forth a similar law here. No. Our Constitution allows Soros to give money to political action committees, which he does. Al. Dominion's case may not come out in its favor. This is the voting machine thing. We'll certainly be interested to see them, Dominion, prove their machines were not biased, were not hacked, and ballots could not be run through multiple times. Al, they don't have to do that. They don't have to do it. The people that accused Dominion of having bogus voting machines have to prove their case. All Dominion has to say is, our machines worked fine. That's it. It's Fox News, Newsmax, OANN, and others who have to prove that the machines were fraudulent. So they're the people that made the accusation. They've got to prove it or they're going to lose. And Dominion will win a lot of money. Alice, amazing what's happening up here in Canada because America is affecting us. Sadly, most people I don't realize the impact America has on Canada. Well, if you don't know that your economy is tied to our economy, then I don't know what to say, Alice. You know, come on. Tom Dorn, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hey, Bill, I'm really looking forward to Killing Legends. Those men, Elvis Presley, John Lennon, and Muhammad Ali, are three of my favorite people. I've been to Graceland. I've seen the Ali Museum in Louisville. And I saw the popular Beatles Love Show in Vegas. Wow. By the way, thanks for reading my letter on the podcast a few weeks ago. My family and I were excited about it. Listen, Tom, you write a good letter, and I'll read it. Okay? And we encourage people to interact with us. We're interactive. So it's bill@BillO'Reilly.com, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. And finally, John Taylor, Bamberg, South Carolina. After reading Killing the Killers, I came away with two thoughts, changed my point of view, and believe the USA should have some military present in certain countries around the world. Your book also states President Biden ordered a cessation of airstrikes on African terror groups upon taking office, and no reason was given. Somalia. Biden administration pulled back and then reversed itself. It's a mess. It's a mess. But in Africa, U.S. forces are on the ground. Killing killers will pinpoint them for you. That's classified. Nobody knows about it, but it's happening. Killing killers, number four. Unbelievable after 12 weeks. But I'm going to get to that in a moment. So we'd like to become premium members and concierge members. I told you at the top of the show, this will save you so much money because the Smart Life segments are on the internet, on our website, in much more detail than I do on radio and TV. So you'll get a lot more if you're premium concierge member. Look, you know we're saving you money now. And word of the day is cretin, C-R-E-T-I-N. Do not be a cretin. Back with a final thought in a moment. So as I said, here's a final thought of the day. Killing a killer is number four after 12 weeks in a marketplace. That's word of mouth now. The marketing has stopped. So people like the book. They tell other people it's summertime. You need a summer read on the beach. And Killing the Killers remains a mega bestseller. And we are so grateful. Anybody who recommends the book, anybody who reads the book. Now, I just got the what they call galleys, which are what we send out to the, cable people, radio people, to give them a heads up that here this book is coming. There is a mistake in Killing the Legends galley. It drives me crazy because the publisher hires proofreaders and they got this through. And I'm looking at the galley going, and here's the mistake. So as a footnote, Elvis Presley donated a lot of money to St. Jude's charity. But we have, it's Danny Kaye's charity. In reality, it's Danny Thomas. Now, the fact checker, you should have put that up. I'm going, because we pay these fact checkers. So, it drives me crazy. But, I'm not making a big deal out of it in the sense I'm not calling up the fact checker yelling or anything like that because I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. In our job, in our personal lives, we make mistakes. Now, this is an annoyance, and I can't get it fixed in time for first publication. I will on the second wave, but it's like, I know, it's Danny Thomas. Elvis Presley, a lot of people don't know this, a very generous man, and we go through that. So is Muhammad Ali. My point on the final thought is when someone makes a mistake, you owe it to them to point the mistake out. If you're silent, that doesn't help anybody. But you've got to be forgiving because we all make mistakes. And I tell that to the urchins. If the urchins make a mistake, I'm on it. And I say, look, but I'm not going to. If they make a mistake over and over, then that's another matter. But I'm saying, okay, let's correct this. Let's not do it again. Trying to be as benevolent as I can in this arena, again, because I do make mistakes. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.